Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of John, chapter number 10. John, chapter number 10. We're going to read just one verse. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The Bible said, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. If the Lord will help me tonight, I want to preach to us just for a little while on this little thought that the Lord laid on my heart on the remedy for a robbery. The remedy for a robbery. Everyone that's under the sound of my voice tonight has felt the effect of the adversary, the devil. In the passage of Scripture that I read to you, there are two people that are mentioned in the forefront and then one that is implied. It is the thief and the Lord, and then it's you. Three people involved in this passage of Scripture. And I wish that there was some way that I could tell you that there was a way to avoid the devil ever coming to us. But he does. He doesn't wait for an invitation. He doesn't wait till you send him a letter in the mail. Huh? He just shows up as though he's your best friend. Unannounced. Unexpected. Comes in and does his best to try to tear up everything that he can. Anybody know who I'm talking about tonight? It's amazing when reading the reports of those that what sin has done in people's lives and how the enemy, the thief, has come and the various things that he has taken away from them. That's the very nature of a thief. He comes to take that does not belong to him, that belongs to somebody else. The Bible said here, the thief cometh. We know that the thief is the devil. We know what his intentions are. And although in the forefront when he first appears on the scene, he may appear to be your very best friend. But the outcome of this visitation never turns out like we thought it would. It always seems to lead us down a road and driving us a direction that at times we get so miserable with the way that we're going that we wish we could just back up and start everything all over again and completely change the path that we have taken in life. The numbers of people that live a life of regret, that if they had the opportunity at a younger age, they would have changed the way they have done things. They would have never tried the drugs. They would have never taken a sip of alcohol. They would have never gotten involved with the sin that seems to now have such a hold on them that even though they would want to try to break away, there seems to be no way to get around it. The thief cometh. But this scripture tells us, Brother Bailey, that the thief cometh, and I'm not an English major, and maybe there's somebody here tonight that is. But this word cometh just means over and over again. It means to come, and to come, and to come again and again and again. If it was only one time that we'd have to deal with the adversary, then certainly we could brace up all of our defenses, shore up our willpower, and call everybody in that we knew, and we would stand against the siege of the coming thief that is trying to destroy us. But the fact is, the Scripture said that he just keeps on coming. Come on, can anybody testify tonight to the fact that the devil is not... He's not mindful of our wishes. We want him to leave us alone. But he just keeps coming back around again and again and again. And here we are breaking out in a revival unlike any that I've ever been in my life. But in the course of this, The thief has come, and he's come, and he's come over and over and over again. And every time that he comes, his intentions is to do something more. And can I tell you that are here tonight, if the devil fulfills his desire, you're going to be left in a hopeless state. Come on now. His intentions are not to give you the pleasure that he offers in the forefront, but in the end, it's going to be eternal damnation in the presence of the devil and all his angels. I want to tell you tonight, the devil's desire, amen, is to come and take away that would cause us to live. Are you going to help me preach just a little bit tonight? The Bible said here, the thief cometh not, but to sport to steal. Amen. That just simply means except to steal. And we can look around tonight and see the things that we've been robbed of in our life. There are things that we would have enjoyed even at this hour, but because of the presence of the enemy, he's robbed us of numbers of things in our life, the brain cells that normally would have been there that have been taken away because of the influence of drugs and the influence of alcohol. I want to try to preach to you tonight that the devil, what he's doing, come on, it's not a game. He's not just toying around with you. He's out to get your soul. Hey, listen to me tonight. The thief cometh, and there are some folks sitting in this building tonight. You have been robbed of the greatest experience that life has to offer, and that is the gift of eternal life. Hey, I want to tell you right here that the thief is doing his best. He doesn't steal all he wants. He steals a little at a time. He takes a little here and a little there. Until after a while, you have no friends. You have nobody to turn to. When you fall into deep despair and depression grips your soul, there's nobody else that you can call to understand the problems you're going through. I'm telling you tonight that the thief has come, and he's come over and over again, and he's got one thing in mind. He's not going to stop coming until he sees you totally destroyed with no hope at all in your life. I got to try to tell you tonight that God loves us, and God cares about us, and he's willing to stand in the place when the thief comes and drive him away. The opportunity is here in this service to find the remedy for those who have been robbed. The thief is cunning. He's a talker. And the things that he talks to us about sometimes confuses us. He can talk us out of numbers of things and talk us into doing other things. Come on now. Things that we really don't even want to do. He has a way of wording things that he'll cause us to do it. We don't have to go very far. Amen. Over in the Bible, till we read that the way the devil just simply worded those, that phrase that he said to Eve that caused her to eat of the forbidden fruit. She didn't realize the consequences. She didn't really understand at that point in time. She just simply listened to the voice of the thief who stole away the Garden of Eden as a safe haven. And come on, in a permanent residence in the fellowship of God Almighty. She listened to what he had to say. Before you know it, she'd plucked the fruit from the tree. And she'd already begun to indulge. And suddenly her eyes were opened. She gave it to her husband. And he ate also. Are you going to help me tonight? I feel like preaching here tonight just a little while. That the thief has come. Come on, I feel like sure tonight. Everybody in this service can relate to what I'm preaching about. The things that it makes us into, and how great the testimony
testimonies are. I look over the congregation tonight of those that are assembled here, and I've heard some of the greatest testimonies that have ever been echoed in the history of the world. But I want to tell you, if the thief had got his completion done, you wouldn't be here. And I listened to Brother Lloyd Bailey talking about where he came from. And I listened as Brother Marconi has told me a couple of times in this revival that before he got saved, he looked like a young Charles Manson. Come on, he's told me numbers of times. I know he don't care for me telling it right now. He said I was mean and murderous in my heart. You hear me now? But I want to tell you, there came another on the scene. It did not end with the constant coming of the thief. Come on, it did not end with the stealing and the killing and the destruction. It did not end with being left abandoned on the side of the road without anything to lean on. The Bible said here, the thief cometh. But the good news is that Jesus said, I have come. I got some news for you here. Ain't that everyone that's been under siege by the adversary, that Jesus has stepped in to stop the attack and give us a means of protection in the hour of the advancement of our enemy. God has got a remedy that'll bring us out from under the attack of the devil.
Well, we live in a world that's searching for remedies for everything. They're looking for remedies for cancer. And they seemingly have had some minor breakthroughs. They're searching for remedies for heart disease. And most of the remedy that they are prescribing is simply precautions. Change of diet will help you avoid, come on now, these outcomes of heart attacks and all these other, the diabetes that's vexing numbers of people, and even some here tonight. And I'm sure that some of those here, Brother Larry, could stand up and testify that had he had it to done over, he probably would have changed the diet way back years ago before it got to where it is today. And with all that they tell us, and all the remedies that's been described, and everything that's been broken through, and they still haven't found a remedy for the common cold. Come on now. They don't know what to do with it, but they've got prescriptions for seemingly everything under the sun. You go to Walmart. You don't even have to walk up to the pharmacy. But you can walk down the medicine aisle and you can find it for every ache and ailment nearly that you've got in your body. Right there on the shelf. But I've seen those that give sinus relief, but I have not seen a pill or a quick fix that ever gives a relief from sin, that ever just keeps the devil away. Come on, there's only one way that can happen. And in all the searching, I heard the other day, y'all may have heard this, just a few days ago, came across the radio, that the reason the world has lost their morals and they're turning more toward this ungodly that we're seeing in this present age is because they do not believe the Bible anymore. They have found what they thought with New Age theologians have found historical error. They say in the Word of God, and they say if the history's not correct, then the Word of God is not correct. One man said that the Bible is not intended to be anything except another document. It's just a few words. Come on, it's not the Word of God. It contains the words of God. But I dare to differ with you. This is a remedy right here. It is the only way. You can't tell me when a world is getting so perverted that men are falling for men and women are falling for women, and you see such things taking place the way they are. Divorce, come on now, is at an all-time high. There are more couples living together than ever before. We've lost our morals. We've lost our sensitivity. And it's because of the continual coming of the adversary. I read in today's paper there where it said legislation.
legislators in Canada, amen, have introduced a bill that will legalize gay marriage in Canada. Hear me now. This may not be what you come to hear tonight, but I'm telling you, the thief has come. He's doing his job. But can I tell you, there's only one remedy that'll stop the tidal wave of iniquity. It is through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, there's no stopping. The holding up of your hand is not enough within yourself. Those seven sons of Sceva, that high priest that had attended a revival where Paul had been at, found out firsthand that they were no threat to hell. As they went in, saw a man possessed with the devil. Hear me now. Looked right down in him and said, "In the I adjure thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, whom Paul preacheth, come out of him." And that devil spoke up and he said, "Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but who are you?" Come on now. Just because you're talking to me doesn't mean I have to stop. I don't see that barrier that tells me I can only go so far. I don't see that wall up. I don't see the presence of the Lord in your life. And let me tell you right now, if you are not a threat to hell, then you are a joke to heaven. Come on now. If the devil doesn't stand up and recognize what is taking place in your life, then you are an open door for the continual coming of the adversary. I'm trying to tell you tonight that God is the only one that can stop this. God is the only one that can stop the flood. God is the only one that can stop the sin that is abounding. And what we need tonight is a remedy. I said we need a remedy. Things must stop. And the only way they're going to stop it is that the Word of God must be lifted up in this hour of the continual coming of the faith. Oh God, I gotta try to hurry. I tell you something here. The thief comes often enough until we find ourselves stolen. Everything that means anything to us is gone. The numbers of people that got addicted to gambling, went through all their life's worth, threw it all down, hoping to win one more time. Lose everything, families, homes, until nobody cares about you. And it kills you that even though you're still walking on your feet, life doesn't seem worth living anymore. What is there to look forward to but the same old drudgery? I get up every morning, go through the same old routine. I'm addicted and I can't get away from it. I gotta try to tell you tonight. But God has made Himself available. That while the enemy of our soul has come without invitation, Jesus Himself came. Come on, knowing that you needed help. Because somewhere in the midst of everything that's going wrong and everything that's going on, there was a heart cry went out somewhere that said, "I need a change. I need some things to turn around in my life." This may not be the best preaching you ever heard. For some of you, it may not be good at all. I don't know. But I've got to tell you tonight, there is a remedy for those that have been robbed. For those that have had everything taken away. They're just, come on now. Now they've still got a pulse. Their heart is still beating. They don't own anything. But nothing's going just right. You helping me tonight? I feel like I got to tell somebody here tonight. The thief has set his mind. He's not going to give you a chance to ever amount to anything. But in the face of stealing and killing and destruction, there is one that steps on the scene. He said, "I am come." But notice the wording of that. He said, "The thief comes." That means he comes and he goes. He comes and he goes. It's witnessed again when the devil said, "I've been to and fro, coming and going throughout the world." throughout the land, throughout the earth. But the Bible said that Jesus told us, I am come. I am come. That means when he gets there, he's there to stay. That you'll have a means of protection to stand up against the forces of the enemies. Anybody going to help me here tonight? I've got to try to tell you, he doesn't just come to fight on your behalf, but he comes and gives you life.
When the thief came to steal, he said, I give life. When the thief came to kill, I give life. When the enemy came to destroy, I gave more abundant life. I wish tonight I could paint a picture in your minds of what the Lord can do to turn things around. Come on now. Hey, listen. Suicide's running rampant in this world. But if they only knew the gift of God, if you only understood who it is that's trying to give you life tonight, I got to try to help you here. Wave after wave has rolled in upon our lives, and we feel like that we are helpless against the coming tide. It was a few days ago, I was up here at South Point, and there's a little Bible college up there, and I went in up there in the library, and there she had a picture. Somebody took a picture of the tsunami that hit over there, and they got a picture of that title with the skies are clear blue. There's cars traveling up and down the coastal highway, and then it shows this 25-foot wave just a few feet off. They have no idea what's coming. They didn't invite it. It wasn't in the weather forecast, or else they would have went another direction. But it swept them over. And now more than 160,000 people have been killed because of that. Come on now. But I want to tell you, in an hour, when the devil's like a tidal wave, and the Bible said when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. It's the only hope that we have. It's we've got a remedy when the devil comes around. Hey, listen, I've seen here in this revival, and the remedy has been administered to more than one soul that has come, because when the flood was about to sweep them over and sweep them under, the giver of life stepped on the scene and saved the tide and stopped the assault and gave us back our life. Give us a reason that it's worth living. Are you going to help me here tonight? I'm trying to tell you there is a remedy. The founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, his daughter was standing in an assembly among a multitude of people. She was trying to give a testimony about the saving power of Jesus Christ. The crowd that was there, they didn't want to hear it. They jeered and they booed, and until finally tears broke from her eyes. She stepped out of the way. She headed back through the crowd, thinking she had wasted her time, until she got back to the back of the church, or to the back of that place where they were assembled. It wasn't a church. She got back there, and there was a lady standing there, and she was involved in the jeering. She said at that moment the Lord spoke to her and said, show them the love of God. And she walked over. This woman that was homeless, her life had been destroyed by sin. She walked over and just put her arms around her neck and told her that God loved her. And that woman, suddenly, she was startled that under such circumstances that Sister Booth could come to the forefront and stand up the way she did, being jeered off the stage, being booed back to her seat, that she could stop for a moment
and demonstrate the love of God. Of this woman, it touched her so much that her eyes burst open with tears. And she ran to the altar. And she fell down and gave her heart to the Lord. Come on, that woman that got saved there wasn't long after she became an officer in the Salvation Army. Are you going to help me here tonight? I'm telling you what God does when He steps on the scene. He demonstrates an unmerited love. We don't deserve it, but He thinks you're worth it. And He steps on the scene. Come on, in this place that if the thief makes another attack, you'll have to go through him to get to you. Can I tell you, that's what Jesus demonstrated for us on Calvary, that He was nailed to the cross, and the sins were upon His shoulder as He stood between us and death, giving us that opportunity to live. Come on now. Amen. 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 A remedy. A remedy. A remedy. I'd just like to have a change. I need a quick fix. I need something to turn things around. I'm miserable. I don't like the way things are going. I'd like to have a change. Can I tell you that while the enemy is marching back for another attack, there's one that you've never met before that suddenly steps into the scene. You never called for him. You never even knew he was on your side. But he steps on the scene. And before you know it, he's fighting for you. And he's fighting with you. And he stays the tide, demonstrating a love unlike any that you've ever experienced in your life. I want to tell you, I couldn't call on the Lord, Brother Pete. I didn't know who he was. I didn't understand. But I want to tell you this much. When the enemy was about to destroy me, come on, then the Lord stepped on the scene. And he gave me back my life. Hey, is anybody in here tonight that got a testimony on that line that the Lord let you live again? He didn't have to do it, Brother Jake. He didn't have to let you come back again. But when the enemy was coming in with a dagger of destruction, he meant to totally keep you out of the house of God for eternity. Aren't you glad that the Redeemer stepped on the scene, walked out to the forefront, and said, "Stop right there. You can go no farther. Come on. I'm telling you tonight, my Savior, my King, and my God, He had an answer. Amen. For the thief, He had an answer. For the robbery, He had a remedy. When I was hurting and alone, He gave me a friend." Let's stick it closer than a brother. That's why you can walk through the house with nobody else there and feel the Lord just get a hold of you. The loneliness that you had to try to feel with a foreign substance, it's not necessary anymore. Because that empty place in my heart became occupied by the presence of Almighty God. Hear me now. God is in this service tonight. And I feel like it sure, as I'm standing right here in this service, that there are folks that came here tonight, that the thief has come, and he's come, and he's come, and he's come. If I ask you tonight to tell me where you're headed, how your life's turning out, it's far from the dreams of when you was a 6-year-old or an 8-year-old. Come on, I want to tell you, you had lofty dreams. You knew, come on, you planned on all this. But because of the coming of the thief, suddenly you're not even on the same path. You're on a dusty back road somewhere, headed to nowhere. It seems like, but I want to tell you that the Lord, come on now, the Lord comes and He steps on the scene, and He can turn that dusty road into a paved highway instead of heading to destruction and down to hell and heading nowhere. You're suddenly heading toward that celestial city. Come on, with eternity in the presence of the Lord. Somebody here tonight it. You've been robbed. Hard to admit, as tough as we are. Stand up against about just about everything. But you're no match for the devil. As he's rolled you over time and time again. You've stood and said, "That's enough!" Only to watch him take advantage of you one more time. But cowered down to the ground, beaten and broken, in a life that is shambles and doesn't make sense, the Lord of glory steps on the scene and said, "That's enough." As the next blow may bring destruction, he, come on now, he derails the devil's plans. Come on now, and says, "Get out of here. Amen. I'm taking over from here. I'm going to do what I came to do. You came to kill. I came to let him live." I can almost hear the Lord speaking tonight in this service among those that are here. Let him live. Let him live. Let him live. Let him live. Get out of here. I'm taking over now. The opportunity. Amen. For another life and another opportunity stands before us right here in this service. Is anybody listening to me tonight? God wants to put things back together. He wants to turn lives around. He wants to change the outcome of the dead end. I give you a purpose and a reason for living. It doesn't have to be the way of the world. There is happiness and joy. Amen. It's serving the Lord that you are not finding at the bottom of a bottle. Come on now. Hey now. God has come in and said, "I say, let them live." When he gives life more abundantly, it means a restoration. Joel said, "We'll give unto them the years. Restore unto them the years that the locust and the cankerworm, the palm worm, and the caterpillar have destroyed." Hallelujah. I've heard the testimony of Brother Bill Houston, brilliant man, great preacher. Hard to believe he overdosed. Tried to commit suicide. Was this close to blowing his wife out into eternity. But when he was ready to pull the trigger, God put the safety lock on. I wouldn't let him die. Today he's one of the greatest evangelists that I've ever met. You threatened. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right here. But God said, "I'm stepping in now. I'm going to stop everything that's going on." Listen, you have the opportunity. If you don't want him to help you, you can kick him out. But the outcome is you'll die. And when you go to the grave, it's just the beginning of death. Because there is an eternity. Only two places to go. Heaven or hell. I wish I could preach to you tonight. But in the preceding verse, he said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." There's a door that's open tonight.
It's the city of refuge. The Avenger's on your trail. He knows what he plans to do. But can I tell you, in the face of all this adversity, God's got other plans for you. He made a way that you'd be here tonight. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. I feel the love of God weaving His way right through this service. Gripping hearts, whether they want it or not. Life does not have to end the way it's going right now. But by the power of God, there's a remedy for your robbery. As my wife comes, we're getting ready to pray. This preaching may not mean anything to you. It may not stir you in any way. But I'm going to tell you, you wouldn't be like you are if it wasn't for the coming of the thief. But some folks hate the way they are. I've stood over more than one person that beat themselves in the head, begged and pleaded, said, if I could just do it over, I wouldn't go this path. If I could just do it over, I hate myself for what I've become. Tonight, the Lord says it doesn't have to stay that way. Get out of here, thief. Leave them alone. I choose to let them live. I'm going to set them free from everything that you've addicted them with. Everything you stole from them. Everything you've tried to destroy. And I'm going to prove to you tonight they can live. How many tonight needs a remedy? How many is thankful for that remedy? As my wife plays tonight, this little old preacher preached his heart to you tonight. I'm not living the way I'm living because of a list of rules and regulations. I'm living the way I live because Jesus chose to interrupt the enemy's plans. And because He lives, I live. I don't fear death. I'm not afraid to die. Let's come tonight. Would you stand all over the building?